Chapter 12. Winning isn't everything. Athletes all over the world dream of becoming Olympic champions. Billions of people watch the competitions every 4 years, hoping to see the most amazing performances of all time. However, sometimes losers become as memorable as champions. Take the 1904 Olympics in St. Louis, USA, for example. Runner Fred Lortz was the first of 14 athletes to finish the marathon, or so it seemed. Just before Lortz took the gold medal, judges discovered that he rode in a car for 11 miles of the marathon. "I did it as a joke," Lortz explained. At the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, South African lightweight boxer Thomas Hamilton Brown lost his first match. He was so upset after the match that he ate lots of fattening food to console himself. But later, the judges realized they made a mistake and that Hamilton Brown was the true winner. This meant that Hamilton Brown was supposed to fight the next day. Unfortunately for him, he was 2.3 kilos heavier by the next day and too heavy to qualify for his lightweight division. Eddie, the Eagle Edwards, was Britain's first Olympic ski jumper. Since he couldn't afford the expensive sport of downhill ski racing, he changed to ski jumping. The eagle in his nickname was a joke because Eddie didn't fly. In fact, he hardly jumped. He finished in last place in his event at the Calgary Winter Olympics in 1988. But he was an adorable character and the crowds loved him. Edwards had fun in the event and loved talking to interviewers, so he quickly became their favorite athlete. While some accused him of making fun of the games and not being a serious competitor, to his fans he represented the true Olympic ideal of doing one's best. The first Jamaican team at any Winter Olympics was the bobsled team, in the same Olympics as Eddie the Eagle. Jamaica is a tropical island with no snow or ice. Was the team a joke? Not at all. Although they crashed in their final race, the team performed well and they continued to improve when they appeared in later Olympics. In 1993, Disney made a film called Cool Runnings. They based it on the Jamaican team and their adventures trying to make it to the Winter Olympics. At the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, Stephen Bradbury of Australia surprised the world and himself in the 1,000-meter speed skating finals. Bradbury was a very average skater. He knew he had no chance of winning, but he was happy to be able to compete with champions. Not surprisingly, he was the last skater in the pack. But going into the final turn, the skater in the first position fell and knocked into another skater. That skater fell onto the other skaters. In the end, all the skaters except Bradbury fell, and Bradbury skated to win a gold medal. It was incredible.